Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Reuters story. How could the U.S. sanction China to deter a Taiwan attack? Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, is with me, and we're very pleased to be joined by Rick Fisher, Senior Fellow of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Rick, I need help on this because sanctions seem, at this point, effective, but over the term effective. How could the U.S. sanction China to deter attack on Taiwan? Please help me understand this. Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. John, a sanctions regime to deter an invasion of Taiwan can be a very good step towards achieving that goal, stopping a war on the Taiwan Strait. The Reuters story is provocative. It's not very well sourced, and it doesn't really go into any detail or reveal any detail about what is the administration considering, if it's considering anything at all. We've had experience with this administration and sanctions to try to stop war before. In late 2021, and in early 2022, the Biden administration put down a series of sanctions to try to deter Vladimir Putin from invading the Ukraine. Unfortunately, those sanctions were not followed up with effective military posturing. And the result was that Putin was not deterred. Putin actually invaded Ukraine, and this war has now been in progress for about 7 months.
Sanctions take time. Right? These are economic sanctions. So is that practical to talk about Taiwan in 7 months period? Do you believe the war would go on that long?
The idea, John, would be to combine economic sanctions with very sharp military moves in the region that together would be sufficient to convince Xi Jinping not to start a war. Yes, indeed. Sanctions do take time to have effect. And the danger in simply just imposing economic sanctions is that Xi Jinping will not be deterred. He doesn't care how many Chinese starve in the dark. He just doesn't. He will not be. Economic sanctions alone will simply not deter him. The United States also has to work with Japan, South Korea about the redeployment of tactical nuclear weapons and the redeployment of a significant number of theater range ballistic missiles to Japan, especially, and on U.S. ships. This has to accompany sanctions in order for the sanctions to have a real effect, which is to keep Americans from being drafted to go fight in another war.
I understand now. Soft power with hard power. Gordon, you have a question for... First, Gordon, I understand the Congress is considering something preemptive as well. How so?
Yeah. Robert Menendez, my senator, by the way, and chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, along with Lindsey Graham, have co-sponsored the Taiwan Policy Act of 2022. This act would authorize bilateral free trade agreement negotiations. Also talks about enhanced military aid and recognition of the Taiwan government as the representative of the people of Taiwan. There are a number of other minor aspects to this. It is a big package, and the administration is opposed to it.
You have a question for Rick.
Rick, you talked about the element that needs to go along with sanctions, which is military threat and specifically tactical nukes. Is there any development in terms of the United States developing and deploying the types of weapons you just mentioned?
We've deployed about, according to press reports, numerous press reports, about 200 tactical nuclear bombs to various bases in Europe as part of a joint basing, allowing our allies to deliver these weapons if American aircraft cannot deliver them. There has been significant interest in this kind of relationship, especially in South Korea. Less so in Japan, but that could be led by government decision. But what the United States needs to do is to approach our allies to say, now's the time. If we want to stop a war in the Taiwan Strait, and you definitely want that, we need this level of power to do so. We need to deter nuclear adventurism by North Korea, especially, because that could then divert American forces to create opportunities for China to try to attack, blockade, or even invade Taiwan.
Gordon, there's a puzzle as to why, with Xi Jinping announcing an alliance in some fashion early on in the conflict and now meeting again with Vladimir Putin, why, what has held back Xi Jinping from doing more for Ukraine conflict? Soldiers or weapons or intelligence? What inhibits him?
There are a couple of things, John. And one of them is the Biden administration has threatened to impose sanctions on China for support for the Russian war effort. But unfortunately, the administration has not, in the face of evidence that China has been supplying military assistance. It's unfortunate the administration has not imposed those sanctions on China. The other inhibiting factor is that China has not sent its troops abroad in a very, very, very long time. So I think that there would be resistance inside China, especially in the run-up to the Communist Party's 20th National Congress, which is now scheduled for October 16th. I don't think that that would be popular right now in China. The Communist Party is facing internal crises, COVID lockdowns, environmental crises, this heat wave, the worst in history, all sorts, and property prices plunging. The Chinese people are just not ready for military misadventure abroad, especially in Europe.
Rick, I call upon the only history I have of the Chinese Communist Party's army sworn to allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party, 1950 to 53 in Korea. And then again, as Gordon reminded me, following the U.S. withdrawal from Vietnam, 1976, a sharp war along the Vietnam border. I might be missing things, but it doesn't add up to the Chinese Communist Party having confidence in its army. Has that changed now, all these decades later?
John, additional history would suggest that the Chinese Communist Party has always been ready to take advantage of strategic opportunities to shape its environment. If it detects that the United States is weak and irresolute, that will contribute to a decision to attack or even invade Taiwan, because that would divide the Pacific, force Japan and South Korea to reconsider their alliances with the United States. In possession of Taiwan would allow the People's Liberation Army to begin true global deployments on the path to achieving the party's goal of global hegemony.
So you believe that the party will use its army aggressively, despite some setbacks in the past?
Absolutely, John. It will not only try to take Taiwan, but it will fight subsequent wars, many subsequent wars, to achieve global political military hegemony.
And Gordon, Xi Jinping has made a show of having the army swear allegiance to him personally. Isn't that correct, Gordon, since he took power nearly 10 years ago?
Yes, John. But his predecessors have also done the same thing. The difference is that Xi Jinping has done this, I think, with a greater show. And therefore, the concern is that Xi Jinping perhaps doesn't feel the Army is loyal, but this is a complicated issue. We don't see a lot of the players, but nonetheless, there is a question of the loyalty of the Army to the party.
Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.